The feast which we celebrate today is very important in the fact of the history of the church. Now, of course, there's all kinds of mythologies and niceties that are done and said and whatever about this day and this saint, St. Francis of Assisi. And, of course, even though he preached to the animals because the people were not listening to him, not because he was more particular to the animals, but just to show that animals can be more heedful of him than people were. And so, of course, it has been translated into almost a day of animals by other religions who had nothing better to do because they don't have the sacraments and they don't have the sacramentals as you and I do, like relics and the rosary and holy water. And so if there is a patron saint of animals, it's not St. Francis, it's St. Anthony of the Desert and St. Hugh. But he is important because it was already in the 11th, in the 12th, that is, in 13 centuries, that St. Francis came into this world. He was born in 1181 in Assisi, in the beautiful, beautiful province of Italy of Umbria. It's one of the most beautiful provinces in Italy, especially in the spring and the summer, when thousands of, or millions of flowers, especially sunflowers, are blooming and quilting the whole countryside. And it was he who was born there of a very wealthy merchant of clothing, of cloth, and because he had a lot of commerce with France, he called his son, who was the only son in his case, Francesco, which means of France, Frank. And, of course, we celebrate the feast of St. Remigius, the apostle of the Franks, just a couple of days ago. And so St. Francis is in the same vein. Now, he was very wealthy. He had the most beautiful clothes. He had a mandolin that he played. He partied with his friends. And this, later on, he would consider to be sinful. Now, in the fake mythologies of the modern age, not before, people would have him do all kinds of things. But I have no doubt in my mind that St. Francis lived and died a virgin, in giving us the example of perfect virginity. But he did not waste his time and his money anymore on parties and banquets. He wasted it, if you want to call it that, on taking care of the church, one, and taking care of the poor, two, in that order. It's interesting, the gospel of today in particular, because just recently we had not an argument, but a sort of meeting of minds that did not meet with somebody who did not believe as we believe and must believe. If we don't believe it, we're not Catholic, then get out. That the only way to heaven is through the church, through the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. There are not many ways to heaven. There's just one. No one can come to me unless the Father draw him to me, and I will take him to the Father. He didn't say, draw him to Buddha and Narcissus and this one and that one and Zarathustra. No. He said, me. Who is he? The eternal Son of God, become in time the Son of Mary, the Son of Man, who gave his life for our sins. And so St. Francis followed him so well after he was caught in prison and put in a dungeon in Perugia somewhere, where they did not give him the wonderful Perugian chocolate, unfortunately. He had many visions of our Lord, and our Lord called him to himself. Wake up. What are you doing? And he showed him two kingdoms. the kingdom of earth, and then a beautiful kingdom coming down in the clouds from heaven with Jesus in the midst. And you say, which one do you choose? And St. Francis says, I choose that one. I choose thee. And from that moment on, there was a conversion. A conversion not necessarily from sinfulness, but from wastefulness. Because most people waste their whole life with all kinds of nonsense. And they think they're really good. They're going to find out when they die that they weren't really good. And when they get sent to purgatory forever or to hell forever, they're going to find out. It is not just niceties. It's not just blessing the animals in the Cathedral of St. John in New York City, the heretic cathedral of the Episcopalians, the elephants and all that on John October the 4th, as there will be today. That's not what makes a follower of Christ. What makes a follower of Christ is one who takes off his cross and follows him, who, like St. Francis, bears the stigmata of our Lord Jesus Christ, if not physically and visibly, then at least spiritually, through suffering and pain and much, much penance and prayer. And this, of course, is the example of the real St. Francis, not the mythological St. Francis of the heretics. And so today we honor the real St. Francis, and we offer to him our prayers, and we beseech him by all the gifts that God has given to him, which now is completed in heaven, because that's what canonization means, to intercede for us, that we may leave the things of this world and not worry so much about the things of this world, but worry about the things of heaven and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is that which St. Francis teaches us and that we need to follow in him. After Mass, we will bless those who wish with a first-class relic of St. Francis. And in the meantime, we beseech Almighty God through his intercession to pray for us and all who need our prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.